From the UK Ag Weather Center, here is your Kentucky climate summary for the period January 2013. Above normal temperatures and above normal rainfall. The drought of 2012 seemed to be an afterthought following the first month of 2013. Throughout January, multiple systems brought an average of over 5 inches of precipitation to the Bluegrass State for the second straight month. The most significant was over the course of the second week when multiple waves of low pressure made for an above-normal state deviation of 1.72 inches. The highest deviation seen over the entire year of 2012 was only 1.38 inches back in September. The West even saw an average of just over 6.5 inches for the month, which was over 2.5 inches above normal. This just about ended all drought concerns in the western portion of the state and put much-needed moisture back in the soil for the upcoming growing season. Only 6.9% of Kentucky is now witnessing abnormally dry conditions according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Temperatures were also well above normal for the month of January. This was especially true the second week of the month when temperatures were on average 16 degrees above average. Numerous times, Kentucky saw highs jump well into the 60s and occasionally, low 70s, behind southerly flow patterns. High temperatures were at times around 25 degrees above our normal highs around 40. While it was a warm month, the state also saw some cold air outbreaks. Behind some of the stronger cold fronts, temperatures dropped significantly. This was especially true the third week of the month when lows dropped well into the single digits in Bluegrass and eastern portions of the state as an Arctic air mass descended over the area. Breezy conditions led to wind chill values dropping to near zero at times, which acted to put the livestock cold stress index into the emergency category. In addition, the month ended with a significant squall line moving through the area. Widespread strong to severe storms generated damaging winds and even some short-lived tornadoes as it tracked east across the Commonwealth. An EF2 tornado was even surveyed in Warren County, Kentucky with wind speeds of 120 to 125 miles per hour. Temperatures for the period averaged 38 degrees across the state, which was 5 degrees warmer than normal. High temperatures averaged from 46 in the west to 45 in the east. Departure from normal high temperatures ranged from 3 degrees warmer than normal in the west to 1 degree warmer than normal in the east. Low temperatures averaged from 30 degrees in the west to 31 degrees in the east. Departure from normal low temperature ranged from 5 degrees warmer than normal in the west to 8 degrees warmer than normal in the east. The extreme high temperature for the period was 78 at Jackson and the extreme low was 6 at Pikeville. Precipitation for the period totaled 5.32 inches statewide, which was 1.59 inches above normal and 143% of normal. Precipitation totals by climate division: West 6.54 inches, Central 5.57 inches, Bluegrass 4.27 inches and East 4.89 inches, which was 2.61, 1.58, 1.05 and 1.1 inches above normal. By station, precipitation totals ranged from a low of 2.48 inches at Jackson to a high of 8.70 inches at Marion. Get the latest weather products from the UK Ag Weather Center.